Dossier on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
In the silent room at the end of the long corridor, Gregory Keane turns the last page of the dossier on Demetrius.
The hunt was ended. At the moment when we decided that Demetrius had slipped through our fingers once more, he betrayed himself. We'd searched the docks at Shirley Road from end to end. Within our cordon, a mouse couldn't have hidden. But we'd not found Demetrius. We stood in the fog, on the wet cobblestones, admitting defeat. And then, from the group of men, dockers, discharging cargo in the floodlights of the ship, I heard something. Listen.
I hear nothing.
I do. I hear Demetrius.
Keane, come back here.
No, stay there, all of you. This is my show.
Ridgway, the man's gone off his head.
Let him go, Colonel. If he misses, we can cut Demetrius down, but Keane won't miss.
There he stood. His last desperate bid for escape nearly came off, but he whistled that tune. I stood for a moment, then...
All you men, all but one, stop work and get away from the ship. All of you but one, and he knows which one.
Sir, it didn't come off, Keane.
Stand aside, you men. Get well away from the ship.
Sir, it didn't come off.
No, Scammell, it didn't come off. That's right, back to the side of the ship. Look this way and that. Look behind me. They're closing on you. 20 men, with Fentress and Digby Mitchell and Peter Ridgway. You're cornered here. Out in the open at last, Demetrius.
You won't take me alive, Keane.
So what about it? Do you stand and take this thing?
What is it, Keane?
Yachty Blum's last paratroop knife. It came out of Tom Cutt's back. Do you stand and take it, or do you run?
You wouldn't knife a man, Keane, not like this in cold blood.
I wouldn't knife a man, Scannell, but I'd knife you. Do you stand, or do you run for it? They're closing on you, they'll catch you. Run, run, Demetrius, or give in.
They'll have to shoot.
Cast about. You can still make a run for it, down to the dark end of the docks. Run for it, Demetrius, run for it.
Hold him there, Keane, hold him. Come on, you fellows.
Demetrius turned and ran. I hadn't thrown a knife for 10 years, but I knew I wouldn't miss. Demetrius ran like a hare for the shadows, and I followed. Fentress and Ridgway were running to head him off.
Head him off, Ridgway!
Then, for a moment, I saw him clear in the light. And with Yachty's knife, I let go. Demetrius! For Haiti! Oh!
That's how it ended. Demetrius has followed all the rest. 4 hours ago, I came up here to the silent room to close the dossier, to stamp it with the official stamp, to tie it with a few inches of blue and leave it to gather dust. Before I opened the dossier on the first page to go through it once more for the last time, Colonel Fentress and Ridgway came up here.
Well past midnight, Keane. How long are you going to sit up here alone?
I don't know.
Cuts is going to pull through.
Yes, I know. The hospital's keeping me posted.
Ridgway here, I thought he might buy you a drink.
I don't want a drink. Not right now.
Might be a good idea, Keane.
But get out of here, can't you? The thing's over and done with. Demetrius is dead and I killed him.
It wasn't right, Keane. You know, you were out of character.
He couldn't go any other way. In the back as he ran. He was a rat. He died like one.
It was out of line, Keane. No, I'm not censoring you now, for the love of heaven, but I don't want you to sit here.
If Keane won't dine one, sir, what about you?
If I never wanted to drown the sight of a hideous business before, Ridgway, I do now. Keane, for the last time, old chap, get a grip on yourself and snap out of it. You can't dwell on the last 24 hours forever, you know? Start getting it out of your system now.
I'll get it out of my system when I forget Haiti, but...
Come along, sir. We're wasting our time.
Yes, I'm inclined to agree. Be on deck in the morning, Keane. We'll tidy up the loose ends. Then you'd better take a month off. I'll see you tomorrow.
I'll be here.
What do you think, Colonel?
I don't know. Yeah, we should have stopped him down there on the docks, Ridgway.
It's too late now, sir.
Oh, come on, let's get hold of a double whiskey quickly.
Do you think I should make that phone call first?
That's up to you.
I think I will. Then we'll head for a pub. I know when it's open, down in the markets. Where's the phone?
You come to my room. But shake it up, Ridgway. I want that peg badly. Now, this phone call's the last thing either of us can do for Gregory Keane. I want to drink eternal damnation to Demetrius. Yes, he'll always be that.
Fentress and Ridgway are gone. I'm here alone. The dossier has been opened for the last time, and now it's closed forever. But here in the room at the end of the long corridor, there are some things I'll never forget. I'll never forget a door opening on the Knightsbridge flats, and Hades standing there, soft and erect. I can hear the car hurtling down the street, the night I thought they were taking Hades' life, too. I can hear the soft music in Tony Marzotti's Red Feathers Club. And I can hear the soft gurgle Marzotti uttered as he fell forward dead from the Venetian blinds. I can hear the crackle of flames as Max Rubenstein's car burned at the bottom of the Norfolk quarry. I can hear the snarl of my engine and the rush of wind as I raced to Norfolk to head them off. I can see Yachty Bloom holding the knife to Hades' throat and the triumph of Demetrius as he left the sanatorium with that trunk of Gestapo loot, and Eustace Manley hanging on the post in Bowler's Lane, and Tom Cutts going across the road as straight as an arrow, with Manley's body held in front of him. And I can feel Hady dying in my arms in the crumbling attic in Shirley Road, while the steps of Demetrius scrabbled away over the warehouse roof. Yes, it's all over now. The dossier on Demetrius is a register of ghosts. One by one they went down, cursed by the loot that drew them on. I've been cursed by it too. I came too close. I thought you'd gone. Well, come in or get out. I thought you'd gone.
I've only just arrived.
Who is it? I can't see in this light.
It's only me, Keane. Margaret Ridgway.
Don't you know the time? What are you doing here?
Peter told me you were here alone. Tell me what happened.
It's all over now, Margaret.
Not really, Keane. Now there is something that could really begin.
Do you know what you'll do if you've a grain of sense? You'll get out of here and keep going. You'll forget you ever knew me.
That wouldn't be fun at all.
I can't talk to you, Margaret.
I don't want you to talk.
What did you come here for?
I came to take you home.
Not now.
Oh, you can't sit here alone with your ghost, Keane. Tommy Cutts would be here if he could, but at the hospital they have only let Sally Jones see him.
Yes, I know, I know.
If you won't come with me, let me stay here. Hades dead. Nothing can alter that, Keane. She's dead. So make room for me in your heart.
You stick to me now, Margaret. If you stick to me now, I don't know what you'll be in for.
I don't care.
She died in my arms. Look, see for yourself, it's her blood. Her life ebbed away in my arms, do you hear me? And I could have saved her.
You did more than she could ask of any man, Keane. Nothing can change that. And there was nothing in life for her if she had lived. What's better to have ended like this?
I could have saved her, Margaret.
Nothing in heaven or earth could save Hady Bergner. She was lost long, long before you ever saw her. Can't you make yourself realize that?
I only know that I loved her.
Then she was lucky to have died in your arms. Oh, Keane, what are you going to do? I love you too. Come with me now.
You still want me to? Knowing what I feel and dream and always will.
Knowing all that, I still want you.
When I shut my eyes, you'll be Hades.
No, not always. You'll learn. One day you'll shut your eyes and dream and... Only the dream won't be Hades, it'll be me. Then when you open them again, Hades will be gone.
I'm leaving London, Margaret.
I'll come too.
I want to leave this country and never come back.
I only want to go with you.
tear up your roots and take your chances.
I know you. It won't be so bad.
What does your brother say?
Peter says yes. Let me put my arms around you. Never mind what Peter says. What do you say?
Yes. Yes. Let's get out of here now.
Will you try and forget the dossier on Demetrius with these?
One day.
It's going to be sooner than you think. The sun's coming up. That day's here now. The first day of a new story. Yours and mine. So come along, Keane. Come with me.
The dossier on Demetrius is gathering dust. And slowly, I'm forgetting it. Forgetting Demetrius and all he stood for. The chase. And the murders and the danger and the intrigue. But one thing I will never forget. Hady. Hady will be with me forever.